Scrapple.
Scrapple. See, that's taste me. I don't know.
I know it. Suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste of how, or how would you describe its condition?
Rank.
Okay. Thick, sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Buttermilk.
All right. Is that thick, sour milk? Is that what it is?
Uh-huh. It's went through a process, and it causes, it has a bacteria that causes it to clamber and make buttermilk.
I see.
Buttermilk.
What kind of cheese do you make from it?
Cottage cheese. We've made it. Mm-hmm. I hang it up and I put in a cheese bag, the cheesecloth, and drain all of the water out of it. You see, it's clamber, and there's a lot of water in it, and that water is sour. But then the clamber, you drain it every bit, hanging on the cheesecloth. We did in the smokehouse. And then we'd have cottage cheese.
What is it that comes out of it? What do you use that for?
The
drain.
We just threw it away, I guess.
I don't know. Okay. What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking?
Strain it.
What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
Apple pie.
Or what's another name for it?
Cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Somebody has a good appetite, and you say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay. What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding?
A sauce.
Food taken between regular meals, you call it?
Snacks.
All right, now talk about, you substitute the word eat or ate for the sentence that I'm going to put in here. In fact, look at it right across here.
Mm-hmm. Transport parts of eat.
Right. So just read the sentence and put eat or ate or eaten or whatever in here.
I ate breakfast at 7 o'clock. Yesterday at that time, I had already eaten. Last week, I ate breakfast every day.
Good. I think we'll do that from now on. That's easier than me trying to make up some sort of sense.
Well, that's true.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. What do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
And
tea.
How do you make coffee? What's your...
I drip mine. Or some people perk it and some boil it. But I drip mine.
How did they make coffee back then?
Well, they boiled it. Just put your coffee in the coffee pot and boil it so long, you know. Just put your coffee down in the bottom of the pot and just put all your water, and then the grinds will go to the bottom, and we boil for that. But see, any of us drank coffee till we were grown. Well, you know, they told us back them days that we'd turn black if we drank coffee. Isn't that right, Thelma? And we were scared if we drunk coffee, we'd be black. And that awful tell-cheering thing.
I had a friend who was black, and she used to kid about that. She'd say when she was little, her mama told her if she drank coffee, she'd get blacker. It's all right. That was my friend. What do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
You drink it out of what at the table?
Glass.
Now this is on broke or break, this last sentence here.
The glass fell off the sink and broke. You might say I didn't break it, but someone has broken that glass.
That's so much easier than the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now this is on drink and drank and drunk right across here.
If I ask you how much did you